fewer police, more education. Protesters chanted as they took over the streets of Barcelona in the heart of the Spanish region of Catalonia. As the entire region went on a general strike following Sunday's chaotic independence referendum, Catalans have directed much of their anger towards the national police. This man, identifying himself as Manuel, was among the 700,000 who took to the streets.
All people wanted to do is vote, express their feelings. There was a lot of aggression. The police began beating people when all we wanted to do was exercise our fundamental right. It was only a question that was asked that day. We don't think it should have been handled the way it was.
Local authorities say 900 people were injured on polling day when police fired rubber bullets and charged at crowds with truncheons to disrupt the banned vote. Of the 42% of Catalans who cast ballot papers, regional leaders say 90% voted in favour of breaking away from Spain. The overwhelming result was no surprise, because residents who favour remaining part of Spain mostly boycotted the vote. Opinion polls before the vote suggested only about 40% of residents in the region backed independence, although a majority wanted a referendum held. Now, both independence supporters and non-separatists are joining in the protests, united by the violence of police trying to enforce the Spanish government's ban on the vote. This woman, named Era, explained.
We all have different ideologies, but besides that fact, we are all out in the streets to avoid and say no to the national police forces. They hit old people, children and ordinary people with the sticks and in an ugly fashion.
Protesters demanded police get out of the country's northeastern region, labelling them occupation forces. To emphasise the point, crowds stuck up their middle fingers at a police helicopter as it flew overhead. The crisis has prompted Spain's King Felipe VI to make a rare televised address to the nation.
Hoy la sociedad catalana está fracturada.
Today, Catalan society is fractured and confronted. These authorities have despised the affections and solidarity feelings that have united and will unite all Spaniards. Due to their irresponsible behaviour, they can even jeopardise the economic and social stability of Catalonia and all of Spain.
The political crisis is considered Spain's worst since an attempted military coup in 1981. That was defused by King Felipe's father, King Juan Carlos I. In the stern, pre-recorded message, King Felipe has told viewers Spain's democratic principles are strong and solid.
Son momentos difíciles, pero los superaremos.
These are difficult moments, but we will overcome them. They are very complex moments, but we will go ahead because we believe in our country and we are proud of what we are.
Orgullosos de lo que somos.
Many Catalans were quick to dismiss the message as out of touch.